Good morning. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Good morning, Mr. President, Vice President, faculty, staff, students, and all who are in attendance today. I am Mrs. Ida Hayes Chabon, the parent of a senior student currently in attendance at Keene University. These upcoming and prior layoffs are most upsetting and bothersome to myself and others. I'm asking that you reconsider them all. There is currently a contract in place with regards to Keene University, the persons facing the layoffs, and those who have already been released of their duties, a contract that is in violation by the Keene management and board members. This brings me to the many questions that I and others share. Is this coming about as the result of all the board members being in agreement of these actions? If so, why? Is this the result of a decrease in budget? If so, shouldn't we being Keene University, start at the top and look at the salaries of the management and Keene board members? Another question. Are you aware of the laws that are being broken under the EEOC, employment discrimination, laws, regulations, and policies? For example, to my knowledge, all of the persons being asked to or told that they're going to lose their positions here at Keene are minorities. So even though you say it is not a discriminatory movement.
And just so the record's clear, 46% of the people being laid off are white. Mm-hmm. So don't come before me and tell me that they're all minorities, because you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, and I had other things to say, thank you. And I allowed you to speak, I did not.
Okay, we'll give you the statistics, ma'am.
We're cutting into my 3 minutes, please. The staff members have been forced out, and these are examples. Some have been forced because they felt they had no other choice but to resign. There are creations of units per seniority. And again, I ask, are these things that are allowable under the EEOC? There are re-offerings of some of the positions back, or there are going to be re-offerings of some of these positions back to some of the people who lost the positions. Again, are these allowable actions under the EEOC? These laws seek to prevent discrimination. There is a law also that prevents the occasionally unjustified employment discrimination, including hiring, promotion, job assignment, termination, compensation, and various types of harassment. It is composed of federal and state statutes. The U.S. Constitution and some state constitutions provide additional protection to foster discriminatory practices of the employer. I just wanted to share that with you all. With all these things being said, I would like to hope that these words have not fallen on deaf ears, that the president, vice president, board members, and all other parties involved would please reconsider the layoffs, come together, implement a proposal that would allow all the staff who are to be released to be allowed to keep their positions. Maybe there's other faucets that or avenues that can be taken. Maybe we could trim some salaries, bonuses, and things of that nature. I look at a lot of the people who are looking to be released, and I then look at my daughter. When my daughter walked through the doors of Keene University, she had an open mind that needed to be filled with a lot of intellect. However, the things that the life lessons that you learn from the people you encounter on a day-to-day basis within these walls are not lessons that are taught from a book. My daughter
Let me know you're over the 3 minute mark.
Yes, and I was interrupted. Could I please be allowed to speak a little longer, please? Thank you. So when my daughter came to Keene, just for an example, I had preached and preached and preached, Brittany, do this, Brittany, do that, do that, do this, do this. Every time I started to say something after she became a student here, she would say, oh, mom, all right, I already did it. Miss Boucher, Miss Boucher, Miss Boucher, Miss Boucher. You have no idea how comforting that is to know that your child is in the hands and within the walls of others who are going to take care of them and nurture them and look after them and guide them and lead them, not just teach them. And she has an excellent GPA. So with all that being said, I would like to ask that everyone here, please reconsider these layoffs. Please look at another avenue. The people here that you have are excellent and exceptional. To train someone to do what they do.
We need to take into consideration the comments that you're making and the other.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, may I have a